Hi there, and welcome to the Confessions in the Home Office podcast. This is a podcast for business owners, executives, and really anyone who knows marketing matters, but doesn't have the time, energy, or desire to do it themselves. I'm Wendy Hill. I've owned Market Momentum here in Greenville, South Carolina for over 20 years, long enough to know that most businesses don't need more ideas. They need consistency, follow through, and someone who actually handles the work. This isn't a podcast about hacks, trends, or overnight success. It's about real business, real life, and marketing that works without taking over your brain. So when I say that I built my business around real life, I don't mean that as a tagline or a brand story. I mean it very literally. I started this business when my son was in preschool. I wasn't even pregnant with my daughter yet. And if you've ever had a preschooler, you already know what that season is like. It's sweet. It's exhausting. It seems to be very loud when they're awake. And there's really no extra time. There's just time you borrow from somewhere else, usually sleep. And so at the time, I wasn't thinking about legacy or scaling or building something that would last decades. I was thinking, I need work that fits into my life, not work that bulldozes it. That distinction ended up shaping everything. So as the years went on, life didn't slow down or get simpler. It got fuller, I would say. I went through a divorce. I became a single mom. I ended up with sole custody. And for more than a decade, it was just me managing kids, school schedules, emotional load, and logistics. Unless my parents were able to help me out, which they did, and I'm very grateful for that. And a business that was growing whether life felt convenient or not. There was never a season where everything magically settled down and gave me space to really focus and plan. There was just real life happening every single day alongside client work that still had to be done really well. And here's something that season taught me very, very quickly. When life is full, your tolerance for mess just completely disappears. You don't get to wing things, you don't get to rely on motivation, and you definitely don't get to say, oh, I'll just figure that out later. Because later is a lie we tell ourselves when we're tired. And tired at that point in my life was not optional. It was just the baseline. So I had to work differently. Marketing couldn't depend on inspiration. Client work couldn't fall apart when life got busy or there was a family situation. And nothing, absolutely nothing, could live only in my head. If I had to remember it, it was already a problem. That's when systems stopped being a nice to have and became non-negotiable. Not fancy systems, not trendy frameworks, just reliable ways of working that didn't collapse the minute I got pulled in six different directions, which happens a lot in this business. Marketing had to keep moving even when I was tired, even when kids were sick, even when life was loud. And without realizing it, I was building something that mirrors exactly what most business owners struggle with today. Because here's what I see over and over again now. Most business owners are not bad at marketing. They're just overloaded. They're making decisions all day long. They're managing people, money, operations, growth, a lot of risk. By the time marketing comes around, their brain's just shot. They're done. Marketing doesn't fail because they don't care. It fails because it requires consistent attention in a world that already demands too much attention. And marketing, despite what the internet would have you believe, is not just posting things. It's planning, it's organizing, it's follow through. It's remembering what you said last month and building on it instead of starting over and over all the time. It's the unglamorous, invisible work that has to happen whether or not you're in the mood to do it. From the outside, marketing looks simple and everybody thinks they can do it. Everybody thinks they're a marketer. But behind the scenes, it's relentless. And relentless things do not belong on already overloaded plates. When marketing only happens late at night, between meetings, or when you finally have a minute, it never gets the consistency it needs to actually work. That doesn't mean you're failing. It means marketing is sitting in the wrong place. So looking back now, I can see clearly why Market Momentum works the way it does. I didn't build it around urgency. I built it around stability. I learned early that starting over every few months was exhausting and unnecessary. So instead of constantly reinventing, I focused on momentum. Small, steady movement that didn't depend on mood or energy. I learned that responsiveness doesn't mean reacting to everything instantly. It means being reliable. It means being reachable. It means being consistent. It means letting clients know they're not carrying this alone. And I learned that the best marketing sometimes feels boring. which honestly is a compliment. Because boring marketing usually means someone competent is handling it. So what I see now, especially with business owners and with executives, is this quiet guilt around marketing, like it's something they should be better at, something they should enjoy doing, something they just haven't cracked the code on yet. And I wish more people would hear this. Not wanting to do your own marketing does not mean you do not care about your business. It means you're running it. So at a certain level, doing your own marketing becomes a liability, not because you can't do it, because your attention is more valuable elsewhere. When marketing depends on your availability, it stalls. When it depends on your energy, it disappears. When it lives in the margins of your day, it never quite works the way you hoped. That's not a personal flaw at all. That's just a structural problem. I built Market Momentum during a season of life where I didn't have any extra bandwidth. That's why I'm so protective of my clients' bandwidth now. I don't expect them to remember everything. I don't expect them to generate endless ideas. And I don't expect them to manage the details. That's my job. I keep things organized. I keep things consistent. I keep things moving. And maybe most importantly, I remove marketing from the mental load that business owners are already carrying. Because real life doesn't pause for growth goals. Kids grow up, businesses change, stuff happens. Marketing should be built to survive that, not collapse underneath it. So if you're listening to this and you feel a little relieved, like someone just gave you permission to stop beating yourself up about marketing, good. That was the point of this episode. You don't need all these new ideas. You don't need more motivation. You don't need another plan you'll never have time to execute. You need marketing that works quietly in the background of your real life, not on top of it. That's how I built my business. And that's how I help my clients keep theirs moving forward. So, if this episode hit close to home, if you're realizing that your marketing problem isn't effort, it's capacity, drop me a line. Send me an email. Do something. You can email me directly at wendy@marketmomentum.biz. It's wendy@marketmomentum.biz. There's no pitch. There's no pressure. I would love to talk to you. Just a real conversation about whether having someone handle this for you would actually make your life a little easier or not. So thank you for listening to Confessions in the Home Office this week. I'll see you next time.